You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned in to Sadder Star, an emo radio show. This is my second week in this brand new time slot, 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. And tonight we are going to be exploring instrumental emo. That's right, none of the tracks that you're going to hear tonight have any vocals or lyrics in them. So all of the expression is done solely by the instruments played. And some of these tracks can definitely be classified as like more post-rock or math rock. Some are the lone instrumental track by normally like non-instrumental band, and some are some strictly instrumental emo bands that I will be highlighting. Couple things. I'm curious to see if these songs can still be qualified as emo without having any like vocal component, which is normally a pretty large part of like the emo sound or dynamics. And also if the same level of like emotion comes through and can be felt through strictly an instrumental track. Let me know what you think. The text line for X-Ray is 971-220 KXRY, and say what's up. We're gonna start off with a super groovy track by Ghosts and Vodka, which is a mathy instrumental band made up of some non-Kinsella members of Cap'n Jazz and Joan of Arc. And they only released one full-length album in 2001 titled Precious Blood. This track you're about to hear is called It's About All. It's All About Right Then. I knew I was gonna mess that out. It's All About Right Then by Ghosts of Vodka. And you're listening to Sadder Star Emo Radio Show on X-Ray FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here you go. We'll be right back. Oopsies, you're tuning to Satterstar and X-Ray FM. You just heard a whole bunch of instrumental emo. We're doing it all instrumental, all post-rock, all math-rock episode today on a Satterstar. No lyrics, no vocals, and seeing if these songs can still be qualified as emo without any vocals. And you just heard a track by Race Car Riot. That track was called The Last in 4000 off of the very first Emo Diaries compilation released on Deep Elm Records. And they were a late 90s Houston emo band and were predominantly, but not 100% instrumental, and also had a three-way split with Planes Mistaken for Stars and the Appleseed cast, I believe. But are kind of the random band on that split. Before that, you heard a band called Punxsutawney, who are an active, new, mostly instrumental emo or like post-rock band from Southern California. They had an untitled EP that came out earlier this year, and that track was called This Is Not the Way Home. I think it's really good. Before that, you heard Route 7 by Hoover off of their incredible 1994 album, The Lurid Traversal of Route 7, which is the lone instrumental track of that otherwise definitely not instrumental, but super interesting, and iconic early emo album. Love Hoover so much. Before that, you heard Opium by Gospel, who are like a heavily prog and kind of like metal influenced screamo band. They do a lot of weird things. They do it their own way, and have a very unique sound, and also have some like instrumental tracks or like heavily instrumental tracks with like some like lyrics, vocals thrown in there, but definitely a strong emphasis on the instrumentals in their music. And then before that, you heard Upstairs 212 by First Day Back off of their Forward album, which was released I think in June, and they've truly blown up. They're probably my favorite current like indie emo band. They're from Santa Cruz, and they just played in Portland last week with Algernon Cadwalader, and seeing them was awesome. Really, really great band. Again, that's like their lone instrumental track off of that album. And then we start off the hour with It's All About Right Then by Ghost and Vodka. And we are gonna keep things moving with Wall Mount by Single State of Man. And Single State of Man were like they were German, I guess like half post-rock, half screamo band, I'd say, from the late 2000s. This is off of their self-titled album release in 2008. And yeah, it's called Wall Mount. And thanks again for tuning in to Satterstar on X-Ray.
Thank you. Friends of Noise is a youth-focused arts and professional development nonprofit that is thrilled to announce the opening of The Offbeat, an inclusive community arts venue opening soon. This space will offer more music industry workshops, more paid work for creative youth, and community concerts created by youth for youth. Friends of Noise is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, all instrumental emo episode. You just heard a track that's untitled by a band called Closer, who only released two songs on a really beautiful foil cover 7-inch in the mid-90s. Both are instrumental. And prior to that, you heard Rockets and Blue Lights with a instrumental demo track that was never like officially released, called New New off of, or yeah, not released, but you could find it on like anthologies of their recorded music floating around on the internet. They were from Albany, New York in the early 2000s, I believe. And before that, you heard a band called Frohmanhole. That track is called 2.5 Steps Up off of a split 7-inch. And they were an indie band from Omaha in the early 2000s. They had a lot of music that I haven't listened to a lot of it yet, but I do really like that song and inspired me to put this whole playlist together. Before that, you heard a band called Championship. That track is called String or Twine off of a split with Her Breath on Glass, which is related to The Saddest Landscape. I don't know much about this band Championship. They're all instrumental and that's their only release. And also, I feel like that band, all their tracks could easily have like screamed vocals on top and sound really, really good. But listening to just the instrumental versions of like a screamo song is still enjoyable. I really like it. Before that, you heard instrumental by Harrison Bergeron, and they were a short-lived screamo band from Pennsylvania. And again, that was their lone instrumental track, normally not an instrumental band. Then you heard a Cusack movie by Casey Million off of their split with La Quiete, who's an Italian screamo band. Casey Million is an Italian instrumental emo band, like deriving heavy influence from like I'd say like late 90s Midwest emo kind of sound. They have some tracks that aren't all instrumental and they're really great, very, very underloved. Highly recommend checking them out. And then started out that block with Single State of Man, and that track was called Wall Mount. We're about to wrap up. We only got few seconds left. We're gonna go out with a few seconds of my normal intro song, Do You Know Who You Are by Texas is 3.